Week 3, Class 3, Worship in Spirit and in Truth, back to the syllabus. Talking about order and that God is a God of order. Picking up there at the top of page 10, being on the worship team is not training ground. And if you cannot demonstrate spiritual professionalism, then you should remove yourself from the worship team until you can get your own life in order. And what that means is this. Everything that we've covered about being on the worship team, if that's not a part of your life, then you're not demonstrating spiritual professionalism. We're not talking about musical professionalism. We're talking about spiritual professionalism, to coin a phrase. And if you cannot demonstrate that in your life, then you don't need to be a part of the worship team. But I'm good, and I can play well, I can sing well. Praise God for that. But you need to get spiritually to the place to where all of these other things are in order in your life, because that's what being a part of a worship team is all about. And as far as order in a service itself, generally we've been taught that lots of noise should fill the worship services, and subsequently an undue emphasis has been placed on doing rather than worshiping. In other words, you have to do it. You have to be loud. You have to. And you know, it's like there's so much emphasis in some churches on making the noise as opposed to releasing the worship. Well, the focus, you know, praise God for noise and all that. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. I understand those things. But attention is too often diverted from Jesus and on to the praise and worship. We're focusing on what we're doing as opposed to focusing on the one we're doing it to. The focus has to remain on Jesus. And dancing. Dancing is in Scripture. We've seen that over there in Psalm. And it can be a part of praise and worship. But this usually is going to take place during faster songs. It's kind of difficult to dance before the Lord to slow songs. And it's supposed to be done out of your spirit, not out of the flesh. I mean, I've heard the stories of people. You know, Brother Hagin tells a story of folks that actually started doing square dancing, you know, at the front of a church or during a service up front. You know, and that had to be corrected. I mean, quite frankly, you know, just go down to Billy Bob's and do your line dancing or whatever, or go over to Fred Astaire and, you know, cut a rug or something. I don't know. But when it comes to dancing before the Lord, it's supposed to be done out of the Spirit, not out of the flesh. And the thing about it is, you can dance in the Spirit. And again, this is something, you don't teach it. I mean, it tells you right here, choreographed, trained dancing is not of God. Meaning, when it comes, there was a church down in Cincinnati that actually had dance before God lessons. And they would show up like on a Friday night or whatever it was, and they would try to teach people how to dance in a church service. No, you don't do that. You don't train people. You don't try to replace the Holy Spirit. When you're dancing before the Lord, you know, it can be a very simple kind of a thing. But when people start trying to professionalize it, that's when you start pushing God right out the door, pushing the Holy Spirit right out. It's not God anymore. It's you performing. Right along with the dancing, you have clapping. Now, clapping is scriptural. And we have seen words at the very first night. We saw some words in the Greek that are relative to clapping. However, man typically has placed a heavy emphasis on clapping. In Scripture, there is no such thing as a clap offering. You ever been there before in the service? All right, everybody, you know, clap offering. Yay. Everybody gets clap. That's not in Scripture. Look it up. Look up the word clap. Look up the word offering. Whatever you want. It's not in the Word of God. So, when we're in a service and somebody says, let's give Jesus a clap offering, I don't see that. Right along with it, clapping for Jesus. I've heard things like that. You know, it's like sometimes everybody is trained. I don't know if you watch some of these church programs on TV, it's like the congregations are trained to know when to clap and when not to clap. If the preacher says a certain word or certain phrase, the congregation knows we're all supposed to clap. And they'll do it for the prescribed length of time, 15, 20 seconds, whatever. And then they stop and the preacher keeps going. Well, if that's all you can think of doing, that's up to you then before God. But you don't see this in Scripture. There has been a greater emphasis on clapping than worshiping. Here's the thing about it. Most Christians really do not understand what worship is all about. They've been trained to do something, but they have not learned how to worship. Because when you really understand about worship, you don't need music. You don't need somebody up in front of you. You just do it. You just worship. You don't need someone to have to coax you. You don't need someone to have to prod you. You just do it. And when people worship, let me put it like this. If you've never really been a worshiper, you've been a trained responder. You're doing what everybody else does. If it's the clapping, it's the clapping. Now everybody, hallelujah, hallelujah. Everybody, amen, amen. Everybody clap, clap. Okay. Is it time to go home yet? But when you're a worshiper, you're going to begin getting away from the clapping. And you're going to... It's almost like it becomes an automatic response. Your hands start going up. Maybe not, stretched to the sky. But it's like it just begins to happen when you worship. Even if it's just one hand. It is something begins taking place. And it's like you're not so drawn to this anymore as you are, Jesus, I worship you. Now here's what's interesting. When you begin to worship the Lord, you're going to be more focused on Him, and in order to start clapping, you're actually going to have to interrupt yourself. The people that are worshipers and understand this, understand it. People that have never really done much worshiping don't understand this because they haven't done much worshiping.
Well, who are you to tell me I haven't done much work?
If you understand what I'm saying, then you know what I mean, if that makes any sense. Why don't you just spend some time worshiping the Lord someday and then try to interrupt it with this? It is going to feel very unnatural. And you're not going to want to. And clapping is extremely out of order during worship. Like the free worship. Hallelujah, Jesus. I praise you, Lord. I worship your name, Jesus. I glorify you. Praise you. Glory to you, Jesus. I honor you. I worship you. I praise you. I've been in services before where the people are worshiping and it's like we're stepping deeper into His glory. And all of a sudden, somebody tries to motivate the rest of the congregation with clapping. And it's like it cuts. It's like it interferes with what is happening and what God is doing in that service. Clapping is extremely out of order during worship. Well, again, a lot of people don't understand that because if you go to a church and they don't really do much worshiping, then about all you know is clapping or something else. But when you are when you become a worshiper, you begin to understand the difference in all of this. That's part of what this course is all about, to get us to the point of entering into a realm of worship where we've never been before. The goal of any praise and worship service is to enter into worship, especially free worship, to glorify Jesus. This is the direction the Holy Spirit will lead the congregation that allows Him. And over in John chapter 16, verses 13 through 14, look over there real quickly. Jesus made the statement, "Howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth, for He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak. He will show you things to come. He shall glorify Me, for He shall receive of Mine and shall show it unto you." The Holy Spirit will glorify Jesus. The Holy Spirit is going to... The Holy Spirit wants to take us into the place of worship with the Lord to where we're not going to want to come out. The Holy Spirit, and again, this whole thing of free worship, it will get you there quicker than anything else. All the rest of the stuff, it's not that it's bad. It's okay. All singing to the, you know, pre-written music, it's okay. But what we want to do is get to the place to where we're looking forward to the times of free worship so that we can begin to pour out our hearts unto Jesus. Even if the only thing that we can think of saying is, I love you, I love you. Oh, Jesus, I love you so much. You are so wonderful and glorious. I praise your name, Jesus. Bless you, Lord. If that's all we can think of, that's okay. Because it's coming out of our hearts. It's something that we're doing for Him. Now, what we're going to do to close out the session tonight, we're actually going to praise and worship the Lord. And we have some recorded music we're going to sing to. And if you look in your outline, your syllabus, Grace Ministries Bible College has received special permission to record praise and worship songs for use in this course. Neither the class tapes on which these songs are recorded or the syllabus pages on which the song words are printed are to be duplicated in any means or fashion. And I want to emphasize that. You do not have permission to duplicate these tapes. This was part of the agreement that we made with the different people when it came to being able to record these songs. And we've had to pay no royalties. When I explained to them what we were doing, they were excited about it. And they said, okay, you know, we can do this since you're not charging, blah, blah, blah. So these tapes cannot be duplicated, and you cannot duplicate the words that are in the outline. And so what's going to happen is this. We're going to have some recorded music. We're going to have songs that we're going to sing to. The words are in the outline, big print, hopefully, so that you won't have to, you know, have your nose down into the paper. You'll be able to see it very easily. I mean, this is about as big as I could get it without, you know, stretching out beyond the sides of the paper. And at the end, the music is going to fade out in a time of free worship. And when the music fades out, the key is going to be, will we be able to continue to worship Him when it's just us and not the music? Now, we kind of warmed up a little bit earlier tonight, so we should be ready. Amen? Everybody stand. Hallelujah. Praise God. There will be just a brief few moments of silence on the tape before the music starts. You can't.
His praises from a grateful heart. Each time I hear you, the praises start. I love you so much, Jesus. I love you so
you so much. deserve the glory. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship. You deserve the glory.
Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame. In love you came, gave amazing grace. Thank you for the love.
Yeah.